Vanya.
Hi, Mike Jensen.
Wireless technology really letting us down today.
It's true. It's true. We're having headphone issues. That happened to me last week.
It's very strange.
But luckily...
Yeah, it's so weird that last week you couldn't hear when I could hear, and this week I couldn't hear when you could hear, but we have wired technology and we're good to go.
I know. I'm impressed with us. I have to be honest. Because of you, Mike, I listened to Full Frontal. Full Frontal, Samantha Bee.
Yeah.
And they had Pete Buttigieg, John.
Uh-huh.
And his audio was awful. I'm like, just have him separately record. Yeah. I mean, why have we figured this out?
Right. I have that so often on like really fancy podcasts. Like that one I've noticed.
Yeah.
And other ones that I like where I'm like, why is the sound quality so bad? Why aren't you just recording onto GarageBand and then sending that in a MP3 form? Like,
exactly.
Yeah, I do feel like
we need to call them.
I feel like for our meager means, we do a pretty like good sounding podcast, you know?
My brother said, you guys sound really good. I was like, thank you so much. We have worked on it. So, but it, you know,
in my mind,
it's hard to figure out in the beginning.
In my mind, there's going to be just like a humming noise for this entire recording that we just won't notice, but it's all because we're talking about how good the sound is. I'm just kidding. Everything's gonna be great.
That could be. You know, I had to take, because I edited last week, and so I did definitely, it was my AC I had to take out a little bit of.
Ah.
Because you know what, guys? It's hot. It's hot up in here. Mm-hmm. So.
It's hot.
Gotta have the AC on.
As it is, I've taken just like wearing a tank top as we record. I will not be wearing this tank top later, but I'm still like emitting the heat. It is not at all early in the day, but it's early in the day for me to have like gotten up and like worked out and showered and all of that. So
yeah,
so I'm still
you.
Like I'm like post like workout shower, yeah. Like radiating
steam
heat into my room.
I can see
room.
The steam coming right off of your skin.
just coming right off of me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Vanya, the week.
Tell
the week,
me because the week Mike, that I've had. I had texted him because I was like, you know, from if you listen to our last episode, Mike was opening a restaurant. He worked like a million days straight. And I was like, literally, I said, just give me the thing. Let me edit it because I know you've been like just too much going on and you need to have an actual day off. And then you're like,
right.
I don't know. You texted me like the last 36 hours were bananas or something like that. And I'm like, I can't wait to hear. I honestly like I was I almost texted you and just be like, just tell me. I need you to tell me. But whatever. I didn't. So I'm here.
Yeah, I was debating exactly how I was going to tell this story, and I was going to like read from the actual transcripts of my conversations, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to kind of paraphrase. So yeah, so when we had recorded last week, I was telling you that I was in the midst of just like straight work week where I wasn't going to have any time off, and that it was so nice of you to be like, "Well, I'll just edit it because that way you can have." Basically, it was going to give me one day off because then I was going to be working the next day. And oh my gosh, how do I tell this? I told the person involved in this story that I would decide whether or not to use this person's name. I'm going to go ahead and not, but it won't take a lot of like context clues to like figure out who I'm talking about.
Okay.
So usually opening a restaurant, it's like a fairly lengthy process. It's like several days and like you kind of like hammer out all the details. And this happened really, really fast. Like it was sort of announced like Monday, we're all going to get together. Wednesday, Thursday, friends and family, Friday, we open. Like, and that's really fast for a restaurant to come together. But they've been trying to open it for so long and they just haven't had the staff to do it. So it was like, we're going to make it happen. We'll do it quickly. So we had the Monday where we'd gone over a lot of things, but it didn't feel very complete to me. Like, we hadn't even really fully discussed, like, what our uniform was going to be.
Oh.
And I guess you could have just gone with the idea of like, it's going to be what the uniform is at the other restaurant you're at. Like, no need to discuss it. But there had been some discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt a little up in the air of like, do I need to go out and buy new clothes? Or, you know, are we set? And then even like the hours were very strange. Like, we'd sort of been given like a blanket, like lengthy day of like, this is when you get there. This is when you leave. But not really. We'll work out all the details later. And so then Tuesday was the day that we recorded. And it had kind of been alluded to of like, if you don't hear anything differently, Tuesday you'll have off. Like, we won't get together unless something's decided last minute and we have to do a thing. So Tuesday we'd recorded. Right after we recorded, you had been kind enough to offer like, I'll go ahead and edit so you can have, obviously I was just gonna have just one day off and then I had to be back at work the next day. But once again, because things felt so up in the air, I was kind of like, I don't know, I felt very like almost disconnected from the situation of like, I don't really know if I'm going in tomorrow. I don't know what I'm supposed to wear if I go in tomorrow. Like, the details seem really, really fuzzy to me. And so I reached out to this coworker to say, basically to the extent of like, I'm a little confused about tomorrow. Like, I don't feel like we really know what our uniform is. I don't feel like we really know like what our hours are. And this person was like, well, I'm going to reach out to the manager and I'll get some details. And I sort of offhandedly said, yeah, it all feels very strange. I almost have this feeling like we aren't really going to open tomorrow. To which I received a text saying, we are not open tomorrow. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's good to know. Clearly, like, this person had reached out to the manager and the manager had said, like, oh, we're not actually going to open tomorrow. I assumed we're just not ready. I don't know. Who knows? But I kind of was like, oh, are details forthcoming? And this person was like, I texted the manager. Okay, whatever. Cool. So I immediately called you to say, hey, if it messes up your life at all, I can go ahead and edit. I'm no longer working tomorrow. I'll have the day off.
You're so sweet.
Then you in return were like, no, take your day, like have a full day that you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Of course, I will always, and it's not like a plaguing thing. I always have that thing of like, you have two little kids and you never actually have a day off. So I always have that little bit of like, you know, childless single guilt where I'm like, I actually get like my entire day off. So anyways, that was in the back of my
You're
head too.
Sweet. No.
But you were like, no, you were going to do it. And I was going to have a day off and that's all great. And it was a weird day. Like we ended up having this, I decided to like walk. It's like 30 minutes to this place that I like to get food sometimes. And I sort of like, as I was walking, realized that I was literally walking into like a raging thunderstorm.
Oh,
and I
goodness.
Kind of thought like, well, but you could like see, you know, you could like see a storm coming at you.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, if I walk faster, I might get there before it actually unleashes. And I did not make it. I made it like,
uh-oh.
Three or four blocks away from the location. I was like trapped under this bridge as this like raging storm is happening. And I'm sort of also at the same time texting with this person. Like, I think it's crazy that we don't have any details. Like, I think it's insane that they haven't put out this full message. And sort of getting back like, yeah, that is pretty crazy. Whatever. So then at some point I was like, well, I kind of have to just like run. Like, I can't be trapped under this bridge for an hour and a half. I have no idea how long this storm is going to last. So I like literally try to like run. I'm like running through the campus of like Columbia University, just instantly drenched, like crazy drenched. Like one of those storms where the second you step into it, you're just soaking wet.
Yeah.
And like trying to run. So just like stepping in puddles, like just like wet feet. Like tried like finding shelter here and there, but like slowly getting to this place, whatever. This it's not important other than just like maybe try to let you understand where my brain now is at. That like,
okay,
now I think I'm not working the next day, but I haven't been told that I'm not working the next day. And I'm like trapped in this thunderstorm and I'm like soaking wet. And it was just all nuts. And at some point in the night, I was like, this just makes me question like what's happening at the restaurant. Like, I don't understand why they're not being a little more clear with this, like that we're not working tomorrow, but no one's really telling us we're not working tomorrow. And this friend in response was like, yeah, that's understandable. It is pretty crazy. Whatever. Who cares? I maybe with the idea that I'm not working the next day, maybe I stayed up a little bit later than I should have. And maybe I was like, well, I have a 2-day vacation. I'm not going to worry about the consequences and I'm going to stay up late and who cares. So I got up the next day and I'm feeling, you know, a little hazy. And I'm still like, I cannot believe. So at this point, I put out to a larger group of people. Like, it's insane to me that we haven't been given any details about the fact that we're not working tonight. To which this friend, who the previous day had said, we're not open tomorrow, responds, we're open tonight for friends and family. I don't know why you would think any differently. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I called. I don't know which one of us called the other, but I think that I called and was like, what are you talking about? You literally have on several occasions told me that we're not open. Now my mind is in crazy town. Where I'm just like, wait, I'm working tonight? I'm so not at all prepared to even leave my apartment. I haven't, like, looked over anything.
You don't know what you're wearing.
I don't know what I'm wearing. Like, I'm already in that nervous, like, sort of new job mentality where I'm, like,
yes,
kind of nervous just to, like, have this experience. And on top of it, I'm now completely mentally unprepared. I had to, like, text my manager to be like, so-and-so told me we weren't opening today, apparently as a joke. And I believed this person. So I'm going to be a little bit late. And they were pretty understanding, like, just get here as soon as you can. And, like, I was not as late as I thought I was going to be. Like, I was able to get myself together. But I felt so crazy. I was literally like, I don't know when I'm ever going to be able to speak to this person ever again. Like, I was so angry. And like, so, like, one of the first things that happens when I walked in is I was like, what should I be doing? And the manager was like, get together with, And I was like, Mer. And they were like, nope, don't get together with that person. Go do this other thing instead. Now, listen, long story short, I will never fully understand what happened. This person felt very contrite, had not meant it as a joke, had simply like misread the conversation and thought that I was talking about the actual opening and not friends and I don't know. It does not. Yes, that face is correct. I have forgiven this person. We are friends again. Everything is fine. But I was like, what is like, I literally texted to the manager, like, I feel like I'm actually having a nightmare right now.
You're like, I'm going to screen grab this conversation just and send it to you so you know where I'm coming from.
Right. Yeah, it was super nuts. Where I just felt like out of my brain, like, am I an insane person? Did I make this up? I know I didn't. I have the text messages right here.
Yeah.
Anyway, wow. There you go. So that's when I texted you of like, when I tell you about my last 36 hours, it's gonna be an adventure.
First of all,
so there you go.
That's wild. First of all, I have to say, just about the rain, if you haven't been stuck, you know, in a rainstorm or yeah. caught in a rainstorm in New York, it is so intense. It is not like
it's
rain.
Really,
like,
insane.
I went to school. I went to Western Washington University, which is like right on the border of Canada in Washington. And it will rain, and it mostly will just piss rain. But most people don't ever bring an umbrella. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like when I came out there for the first time and got caught in the rain. And in fact, the last time I came out with my baby, well, Calvin, my son was one. And my daughter, anyways, we got caught in it and ended up having to like hole up in a bar. I'm like, my children are in a bar. Might as well have a martini. No. But so that is such a special event. And I'm sure it happens in other places in the U.S., but like it's substantial. So that right there.
I think that I think one thing about New York is that you're usually out in it. Like,
right.
I feel like anywhere else you're like in a car or you're in like, people aren't out as much. Whereas there was literally a point where I was underneath... scaffolding, which is another like New York thing. Yeah. There's always scaffolding. And so, which on one hand was nice because it was a place to like stand for a minute, though of course I eventually was like, I can't live here. Right. Like the thunder and lightning at one point was so violent that I was like, have I been struck? Like it hurt my bones. Like it was so loud. Like I felt like they were just surrounded by this noise. Yeah, it was crazy.
And then second,
it was nuts.
Second, I can't even respond to your story because I have a lot of negative things that will come out of me, and I don't know who you're talking about, but I don't want to hurt anyone, so I'm gonna not even comment.
Oh god.
Okay, well, so my week was pretty I mean nothing like yours. And you know, I was, except for all week feeling sort of terrifying feelings of protecting my kids against that goddamn Delta variant. So like, I think a lot of us, and you know, I've talked to other friends, we're in a stressful place mentally, and we even talked about it last week. But actually this week, safely, I was able to get together with a group of friends that I love so much, old friends. It gave me a feeling of like, I so needed this for my mental, the feeling of some normalcy, which I so needed. And also a little bit of like the feeling of community and being able to talk about, you know, as a parent, you usually are able to bounce things off other parents. So that was wonderful. And it just made me so happy because I got to see people that I absolutely really, really enjoy being around. So that was wonderful. I got to do that. And then another thing that happened this week, and I had to put a lot of energy to, is Avrin and I, who do the Rom Crime podcast, came up with, honestly, I feel like it should have been a little more, like we should have come to this quicker, but we came up with a new structure for our storytelling that's today. Well, I guess this will come out, but we're dropping on Tuesdays now. So on Tuesdays, and I'm covering a rom-com and she's covering a crime, and we're sort of like seeing what similarities and like psychopathic, you know, it's like, I'm really, really, really excited about it. So I got to watch Father of the Bride, and I'm trying to do like a real quick analysis and review of it so then we can get to the crime. Mm-hmm. But I had so much fun doing it, Mike. And I was like, oh, is that when you feel like flow? You're like, yeah, this is what, I know it sounds so silly, but it was super joyful. And so also, if anybody listens to that podcast, there are spoilers for Father of the Bride. But if you haven't seen it by now, I mean, you're a monster. So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's a good week.
Yeah, that's nice when you like, when you feel like you like crack something.
I feel like I crack. And we have been, this is our 79th episode.
Oh, wow.
79th. And so, you know, I one thing that was hard for me in the beginning of starting that podcast was because I have perfectionist issues where I stop and don't do anything because I want it to be perfect. But I told myself going into that project saying, you know what, I'm going to let myself learn. So it has grown since the beginning. And I'm hoping this structure works out. But anyways, I don't want to bore anyone with that. Just listen if you're interested. Go to Rom Crime and wherever you listen to your podcast. But
yeah, but I think it's also, I think what you guys have done really well is that you haven't been afraid to change. Like, you haven't been afraid to be like,
yeah,
this season, this is this.
That's so unlike me, Mike. Important. It's so not like how I go. So it has been, it's been good. And it's been great to actually focus on during the pandemic too, this and with you. And then I had a brief podcast before called Connecting the Thoughts, which was really joyful to do, but it was a lot of work because it was just me interviewing people around the world, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways,
it was great.
Feeling happy and moving forward.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Is there, going from your overall happy week, you have anything in particular you're digging this week?
I had to like rack my brain. I'm like, did Mike dig this already? Like, because I'm late to the game. The Kaminsky method.
No, wait, we haven't talked about that. I haven't talked about it.
Oh my God. Okay. So first I'm going to read you what the synopsis, that was quick, like it's a short one on the internet. It says, He may be in his twilight years, but aging acting coach Sandy Kaminsky isn't ready to ride off into the sunset just yet. The once famous Kaminsky and his longtime agent Norman Newlander keep each other laughing as they tackle the curveballs that life throws at them while navigating their later years in Los Angeles, a city that values youth and beauty. So I just liked it, but it's a Netflix original sitcom, and it was created by the very famous and I believe multiple Emmy winner Chuck Lorre. And it stars Michael Douglas as Sandy Kaminsky and Alan Arkin as his agent, Norman Newlander. I love it so much. I've only watched the first four episodes because I binged four episodes last night. And it runs around 25 minutes. So it's got that sweet spot of timing for me as a tired person all the time. Mm-hmm. And Mike, oh my God, have you watched it?
I have. I'm in the third season. I'm all caught up. Well, not all caught up,
Mike,
but yeah.
The acting class scenes, they make me just piss mm-hmm. my pants because I have spent thousands of hours in acting classes.
Yeah.
thousands of dollars too. Just it's just like set up the same way. Everybody's in the audience that's in the acting class. And, you know, these moments are ridiculous, but I just adored it. And, you know, the first scene where he's working with the one girl who comes in and does the monologue from Steel Magnolias, the one where she's like, But she's never going to be able to. I laugh so hard. It was just, it just brings me joy. And I love everybody else in all the supporting characters in the cast. Sarah Baker, who plays Kaminsky's daughter.
That's what I was going to talk about.
I think she's fab. I love her. And then
she's so great.
Everybody. Norman Newlander's daughter. And like I said, I'm only in the first season, like fourth episode. But Lisa Edelstein plays Phoebe. And she's just a
great, yeah,
batshit crazy person. And I love it. And the person who plays the wife, Susan Sullivan, oh, God, I love her. Okay, so I'm going to stop like barfing happiness over it, but it was so good and I can't wait to keep going on the journey, and I hope it doesn't get worse because it's been so great so far.
No, I really enjoy it. It's a three season and done. They just released the third and final season, and I think they're only like eight episodes a season. So it's like a nice short journey, but I think it sort of behooves the storytelling. Like, of course, there's a party that wants to have more, but I think it keeps it like succinct and keeps it on task, but no, I really do enjoy it as well. I was surprised how much I enjoyed it when I first started watching. I was like, oh, and it's, yeah, there's some really fun acting class stuff. Last episode of season two, just hold on. It's going to you're going to enjoy some stuff.
Oh,
yeah. No, that's just fun. I love that
good
one.
Stuff. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. It's funny with me because literally as of like, 18 hours ago, I was like, I guess I'm just going to talk about the fact that I finished Schmigadoon and I felt like it really like stuck the landing. Did you watch all of it?
Yeah, we watched the whole thing. I was sad that it was over for the season, so
yeah,
I'm ready for more.
Yeah, I just thought it was, me too. I thought it was delightful though. And yeah. I thought it was like, I thought they wrapped it up so nicely. Like I didn't, you kind of know where it's going to go, but they do a good job of getting there kind of a different way. I think it's like Jane Krakowski's in one episode for like 15 minutes, but she's super fun to watch. Oh my God, when they're
like, you know you're a Nazi. She's like, yeah.
It's of course, really I'm funny. A Nazi. So good. And then I mean, we talked about her already, but Kristen Chenoweth, just everything she does is so like her stuff in her final scenes where she's like, can I get a cackle? Like just all of her like little moments are so funny. So I was going to just talk about that and be like, I got nothing new. And then last night I got out of work early enough to get myself to the movies to see a movie called Free Guy.
Okay. Oh.
It's Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
Yeah, I love him.
Jodie Comer. Taika Waititi has a fun supporting role where he just...
I love him.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. He's clearly having a lot of fun. Joe Keery, who is Stranger Things... I almost don't want to say anymore. There are like people that pop up that you're like, oh, you're here. It is so much fun. And that's the main thing that I'll say. It was just like a really, really fun, like it's based, it takes place in a video game in which one of the characters, what are they called? They're called like NPCs. Yeah, NPCs, non-player characters. I could be butchering this. I don't play video games at all. But it's like a background player in a video game who is of no consequence.
Oh, okay.
And who in the video game somehow becomes aware of his own being and decides to like change his routine. It's so much fun. Once again, I'm not like a video game person, so I'm sure there are things that I didn't really get or things that like I just didn't understand necessarily, but I had so much fun. Ryan Reynolds.
I know.
Damn it. Like, there's part of me that wants to, I'm like, you're too cute and too funny. Like I have to have an issue with you, but I guess I just don't. Maybe he's just that guy.
He also suffers from major depression and anxiety, if that makes you feel any better. I listened to him on Smartless, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big fan of him.
Not that that makes me feel better, but.
Well, just that he's like normal. He's not just a pretty face with everything that goes right, you know, for him. He's human too, is what I'm saying.
He's delightful. And like Jodie Comer, who's killing Eve, like she's so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
And it was funny watching, I will say that one of the problems with the preview for me is that I'm like, does she have an accent or not? Because in the preview, she has like a British accent in some scenes, but not in others, but it's explained in the film. Like it makes sense in the film that she sometimes does, sometimes doesn't. I just had a ton of fun. I just thought it was like just a blast to watch. So many like little random jokey moments that were really, really funny.
Great.
So I definitely recommend if you get a chance to go and see it. It's only in theaters and it's not one of those ones that's also streaming somewhere, but okay. Free Guy, just a fun time. Check it out.
Wonderful.
Fully recommend.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So my could do without is kind of heavy. So I don't know if you want to go first.
I can go first because mine's pretty, I have three little things.
Cool.
That I'm just going to like bullet point real quick. Remember last week when Mike told us that he was really digging Cobra Kai, and I, please, like, don't let me ruin your enjoyment of it, because I told you that I had stopped around season three, and I was like, why did I do that? You know, like, I'm getting back into it, and I know why, because I hate it now. So that's just, you know what it is? The structure is like very, the only thing I could think to compare it to is like soap opera-y, where nothing ever gets finalized in any episodes. I'm just like, I feel hate and anger towards it. So I really, when you get to third season, I'd love to know your thoughts.
Gotcha.
And I know I just tainted you, and I'm sorry, anyone else who's on the journey now, I tainted you, but I don't enjoy it anymore. So that's that.
Okay.
And that second thing that I could do without, Discovery Plus streaming service. Mother effers. It is constantly logging me off, Mike. And maybe, have I talked about this? And then to get back on, so it's my long ass email with my full name and like, I can never remember the password, which I should have it memorized by now because I've had to log on so many times. But then they don't give you like an easy way to, like no option to sign in quickly. So both TVs get kicked off all the time. And I'm just like, I want to watch Magnolia Network, God damn it. Or whatever it is that I want to watch. So that annoys me. I'm like, if, and You know what I did, Mike? I sent a letter to them. And I never do that. I sent a strongly worded email to their whatever customer service. I'm sure they don't give a shit. But it really, I was, my head almost exploded, because at night when I'm so tired, and usually I reach for Discovery Plus, all that like HGTV-ish type, is when I've had a really stressful day. So then I have to like try to log in. If only you were with me and you could just see the pain. I feel like it's giving me heart disease because I'm so stressed about it. Okay, so that's the second one. And then the third one is something we had. So this week, the kids went back to school. And so Calvin has gone back, but this week is like the official. And my God, Mike, this is the first day today that he has not sobbed while leaving. It is so intense, and it leaves, so he would like sob, cry, hold me, and the teacher has to come and rip him off of my arms.
Oh God.
And finally this week, because I want so badly to do everything and get, you know, be the perfect mom or whatever, and I was like, told my partner, I was like, I need you to take him, because this is like causing me so much emotional stress for the whole day, because all I can think is he's in pure misery. Today was the first day he didn't. He was fine. He's getting there. That's all. Those are my things I could do without.
Oh, yeah, that's rough.
How about you?
Well, mine, you know, this is where sometimes I get into places where I don't know how much of a story is fully mine to tell. So if I'm vague, I apologize. But, you know, we're going through some things with my mom, and we don't all agree on exactly what should be done. So I guess what I could do without, sometimes you need to take a breath before you say things that you can't take back. So what I could do without, and maybe we can all like take this to heart, and I'm sure there are times that I can apply it to me, but weigh your words, everyone. Because I don't know how certain things can get gotten past when they've been said in a certain way. Mm. And I know this all sounds very vague, and I sort of apologize for that, but I feel like I kind of have to be sort of vague. I have definitely said things before that I wish that I could take back later. So I get that it happens, but I don't know. I don't know if anyone's ever said something to you that you really felt like, I don't know that I can ever come back from this before.
Well, the hard thing is when you have it's a family member.
Right.
They know the worst thing they could say to you or whatever. So that it feels more personal then. But as an adult, you should know how to be, you know, to control yourself and be polite in a way.
And I should be sort of a little bit clearer in that these things actually weren't directed at me. They were directed at other family members. But it still feels personal, because it's still my family. It's still, yeah, people that I love and I know are doing the best they can. So while I apologize for being a bit vague, I guess that's just what I wanted to put out there. Hey, everyone, just watch what you say, you know, like, you know, I don't mean to, my friend Elise always says, like, does it need to be said? Does it need to be said right now? Does it need to be said by me?
Mm.
And I think that that's one way of looking at it. And then also, you know, don't be awful.
Yeah.
So that's all. I kind of apologize for being vague.
No, it's
I'll
okay.
get into it more with you at a later date. But yeah, that's all. That's what I could do without.
Yeah.
People not knowing when to maybe not say certain things, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. to say them in a different way. So there you go. Like I said, kind of heavy. So what I wanted to do for our topic that we can do, you know,
yes.
I know we're a little constrained for time, but, you know, it was Madonna's birthday yesterday.
Happy
and I totally
birthday,
forgot
Madonna.
To send her something. Happy birthday, Madonna. You know, she turned 63, which is
She's
kind
my mom's
of mind
age.
Blowing to me.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. Isn't that nuts?
That's so nuts.
So I just kind of wanted to talk about, like, I don't know if you have a Madonna origin story. Like mine is sort of in three parts that, like, I remember being, because Madonna's been a thing for as long as I can remember. Like, her first single came out in 1982. I was 5 years old. I was probably 4 years old when it actually came out. Like, I don't remember a time that there wasn't a Madonna. Mm. And like, I remember being like 5 or 6 years old and someone being like, do you like Madonna? And I was like, yeah, but I don't even know if I knew, you know, I knew that she had that song where she said, I am a material girl. And I thought that was really funny how it said mama. And I also like have such memories of sneaking into my sister's room and putting on her cassette tape of Borderline. And to this day, that like opening like bloom,
oh,
bloom,
yeah.
bloom, 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 like brings back like such emotion in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a, like a beautiful, beautiful like piece of music. And then my main memory of like really getting into Madonna was when they were advertising that the Blonde Ambition tour was going to be on HBO. And I was out of town when it was happening. And I remember calling this same sister because she was home and being like, Kim, I need you to like put a videotape in the VCR and record this thing tonight. And for the longest time, I like it started like 45 seconds into Express Yourself, so I hadn't seen the beginning. And but I remember like watching it that first time and just being like, it's sort of like blowing my mind. And I must have been like 12, maybe just turning 13 when I first saw it, which is such an quite an age to like be introduced to like Madonna, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been a fan ever since. I've said it before and it sounds maybe like a little hyperbole, but I really truly think that Madonna saved my life. Like, I don't know that I would have, like, she was such a source of strength for me in my teenage years. And when I didn't know who I was and I was coming to terms with my sexuality and, you know, I don't know what my life would be. I don't know that I would have a life without her being in existence. So, you know, she can make moves and do things that I kind of can even roll my eyes at and be like, oh, Madonna. Mm. But, you know, she's always going to win for me. Like, she's always going to mean something to me. So
I love her, too.
What is your origin?
My parents were those people who like once in a while would have MTV and then get rid of it or, you know. So I definitely remember, I'm not sure, this would have been closer to the later 80s, but one of the first things that really like seared into my memory was the video from Like a Prayer. And it was haunting and bizarre and scary and beautiful and fun. I don't know. I just remember being like so moved as a kid thinking, oh, is this what art is? This is what it does. It like makes you feel something rather than just joy. So I do remember that. And then for me, I've always loved Madonna because of her strength, like you say, and her unapologetic attitude. And she always seemed just so confident in her sexuality. But like in my mind, not overly feminine because she was also muscular, which I really liked. And I never loved she did do a ton of things that were feminine. But to me, whenever she did it, it was almost like with a mocking eye. And I liked that. I liked it because I always felt like I was in on her joke with her and she would, you know, and she was like confident in herself. And that was something that I always wanted to be. And I see myself growing up as like, I wanted to be like her. Because of that. And I didn't want to be a weak woman who was going to be taken advantage of or end up being a subservient wife to somebody. You know what I mean? Like, that just never was me. And I also loved that she bended gender a little. Not, you know, so that made me feel happy too. Because I never considered myself, I mean, I do consider myself a female, but like, I've always considered myself not the way that the world would consider themselves, you know. I just liked that she gave another option for me to look at as a female. And, you know, she was a huge, like the biggest pop star in the world. But I would say like her Blonde Ambition tour definitely was, I've watched it so many times with you.
Yeah.
But the girly show, yeah. I loved it. And it was, again, she's strong. She always, with her tours, it's always telling a story. And the Drowned World Tour was good. I don't know. And then I also loved all of her like award performances, which just like you could tell she was always trying to do something to entertain us. And I really feel like she did. So I just love her. I love her. Happy birthday, Madonna.
Happy birthday, Madonna. Yeah, it's funny. Another friend of mine, my friend Eric, who you know, but like that's a big bonding point of ours is that we do a lot of like watching a Madonna. And he had sort of like talked to, I think, like his nephew maybe and been like, hey, like, does Madonna mean anything to you? And it's weird to like, for me that, you know, kids today, that Madonna is such a different thing because, and I guess that our parents had the same thing where like they had Elvis, you know, and
sure,
or the Beatles. And, but it's, you know, once upon a time, and by once upon a time, I mean, like for a solid couple of decades, like Madonna was it. Like, yeah, she was the most famous person on the planet. I don't think anyone's ever sustained it for as long as Madonna
Absolutely.
Did.
You're right.
So,
you know what, my Adam and I did the other night, and this was probably at the beginning of the pandemic. So it was like, not just the other night, it was like many nights ago, but we got a little, you know, tipsy, and sometimes we do this where we're like, let's watch a YouTube video. And so we started watching her music videos, which, by the way, I highly recommend. And then from there we went to live performances. Amazing. So yeah. And then also, Mike, a couple years ago you got me a bunch of her tours, so I have a bunch on DVD. So it's a really good night to do, to just sit and watch some Madonna. And then you can kind of talk about it and then sit up. He and I were like dancing for some of it. It was just like a great night. So,
yeah, she's great. Happy birthday, Madonna. We love you. Yep. Do you have anything random?
Oh, yeah. You want to hear my random fact? Guess what?
Oh, yeah. Love it.
My husband just reminded me that I'm taking a red eye. That's my fact. That I was like, I didn't do that. Did I do that? Oh, yeah. I scheduled a red eye. I'm taking a red eye. That's just like random. And I know it's not going to help anyone, but now I have to mentally prepare myself for when he did that night. I only slept like 3 hours just worrying about it. But you know what? It's actually going to be better because, Mike, I don't do well getting up early, so it'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
The only thing is I do have a layover in Atlanta and I have to get to one more plane. That's the thing that I'm worried. I'm not worried about like getting on the first plane. It's like the second transition. And then I'm also nervous about like just not being able to eat because of the Delta variant. I also got myself an N95 mask, so I'm going to be wearing that on the plane.
Nice.
Any random facts for you?
Just, I guess my random fact is just that we're not going to have an episode next week.
That's true.
So stay tuned for 2 weeks from now. Next week is going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to just say that. We're going to be having some happy times. Check out our social meds for probably some pictures on that kind of thing. But I'm looking forward to next week very, very much.
Me too.
I don't have a red eye. I have a kind of early flight. But it's gonna be fun, everybody.
So
I'm very excited.
Oh,
so thank you all for listening.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Vanya, I love you so
I
much.
Love
I'm
you
so
too.
Excited. So excited.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows, but you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back in 2 weeks.